Unfulfilled expectations. Navigating the gap between younger generations' aspirations and workplace realities. In the modern workplace, a quiet revolution brews beneath the surface. As Western societies attain unprecedented levels of prosperity and as more individuals than ever before climb the ranks of higher education, we witness an unexpected phenomenon: rising levels of disengagement within the workforce. This juxtaposition begs a compelling question. Could our achievements in affluence and knowledge have inadvertently sown seeds of discontent? Our hypothesis posits that as basic needs are more readily met and higher education becomes increasingly ubiquitous, individuals are ascending Maslow's hierarchy, seeking fulfillment beyond the traditional offerings of a paycheck. The youngest generations yearn for purpose, autonomy, and alignment between their values and work. Yet, many find themselves tethered to archaic organizational structures, remnants of a bygone industrial age, characterized by rigid hierarchies and narrow scopes of influence. This introduction to our inquiry explores the premise that it is not the lack of opportunities causing disengagement, but rather an abundance of them juxtaposed against the static, inflexible nature of many workplace environments. As we delve into this exploration, we must ask, have we, in our pursuit of economic growth and educational excellence, outgrown the very frameworks that once supported our endeavors? Have we equipped a generation with the tools of critical thought and the promise of innovation only to confine them within the walls of an outdated paradigm? Join us as we unravel the threads of this hypothesis, examining whether our progress in education and prosperity demands a transformation in how we view, value, and structure work. You'll learn that the situation is more nuanced and that perceived opportunities and aspirations clash with reality. The rise of education. The notion that the most recent generations have received higher education than previous generations is supported by statistical data. Research by the Pew Research Center indicates that the millennial generation has achieved higher education levels than previous generations. There is a significant increase in educational attainment when comparing the silent generation at ages 25 to 37 to millennials in the same age range. For example, about 39% of millennial women, upright arrow 254.55%, and 36% of millennial men, upright arrow 89.47%, have at least a bachelor's degree, compared to 11% of women and 19% of men from the silent generation. Furthermore, a growing trend among the post-millennial generation indicates they are on track to become the most well-educated generation yet. As of 2017, a higher percentage of 18 to 20-year-olds had completed high school than millennials and Gen Zers at the same age. Additionally, a more significant proportion of post-millennials who were no longer in high school were pursuing college education, with 59% of 18 to 20-year-olds enrolled in college, compared to 53% of millennials and 44% of Gen Zers at comparable ages. These trends suggest a shift towards higher educational attainment with each successive generation, which could correlate with a workforce that seeks more meaningful and purposeful work, aligning with our hypothesis about the relationship between education, prosperity, and workplace engagement. The increase in educational attainment across generations is a significant factor that may contribute to the changing expectations and aspirations of the workforce today. This aligns with the observation that as societies progress up Maslow's hierarchy of needs, there is an increased desire for self-fulfillment and purpose in one's work, potentially leading to disengagement when these needs are not met within the existing organizational structures. Prosperity and its discontents. Let's look at prosperity from these angles. General prosperity. Prosperity distribution challenges youngest generations. Summary: general prosperity. Over the past 5 decades, there has been a significant increase in global prosperity on average. The global average income has grown 4.4-fold, while the world population has increased 3-fold. This growth indicates that the global economy has expanded approximately 13-fold since 1950. This expansion means that, contrary to a zero-sum game scenario where an increase in population would lead to decreased wealth per capita, the global increase in prosperity has allowed for an overall betterment in living conditions, even with a significant increase in the worldwide population. Such economic growth is crucial as it shapes people's overall living conditions and significantly reduces global poverty and inequality. Countries that have grown their economies substantially have seen significant improvements in the living conditions of their populations, breaking away from the conditions of poverty that were prevalent in the past, our world in data. In the United States, however, while there has been growth in income and wealth, the distribution of this growth has been uneven, contributing to increased economic inequality. Over recent decades, income growth has favored upper-income households, with the middle class shrinking in size and share of the nation's aggregate income. The wealth gap between upper-income and middle and lower-income families has also grown wider, highlighting the disparity in economic outcomes within the population. Despite periods of prosperity, the wealth of American families, as of the latest data available, had not fully recovered to levels seen before the Great Recession, indicating challenges in achieving financial security for a broad segment of the population, Pew Research Center. These trends underscore the importance of focusing on economic growth and how the benefits of such growth are distributed within societies. While economic growth can lead to improvements in living standards, ensuring that this growth is inclusive and benefits a wide range of the population is crucial for addressing issues of inequality and ensuring that all individuals have the opportunity to improve their economic circumstances. Prosperity distribution. Research suggests significant shifts in the distribution of wealth and financial circumstances across generations, particularly when comparing millennials to Gen X and earlier generations. Key findings from various studies highlight these generational disparities. Generational wealth gap. Over the past 30 years, there has been a notable divergence in wealth accumulation between younger and older generations. Older generations, particularly baby boomers, have amassed wealth at a far greater rate than younger cohorts, such as millennials. By the end of 2020, baby boomers held more than half of U.S. household wealth, significantly outpacing the wealth held by millennials, which stood at $5 trillion for a much larger population size. This disparity points to a growing generational wealth gap, with millennials struggling to catch up in terms of household wealth accumulation, visual capitalist. Economic mobility and financial circumstances of millennials. Research indicates that economic mobility in the United States has been limited, with a decreasing share of people making more money than their parents at the same age over the last 40 years. Millennials face different financial circumstances than previous generations, marked by more student debt, lower levels of homeownership, and less net worth. Despite being highly educated, it is uncertain if this will translate into higher income for millennials in the long run. The Gao report highlights that while incomes have remained flat across generations, millennials have not yet seen the financial benefits typically associated with higher education, U.S. Gao. Optimism for millennials. Despite the challenges, there are signs of improvement. Older millennials and Gen Zers born in the 1970s saw significant gains in real median wealth from 2016 to 2019. Although older millennials were still below wealth expectations, their situation improved significantly from a 40% deficit in 2016. This progress suggests that millennials may not be as economically lost as previously thought, with the potential for further gains in wealth accumulation, St. Louis Fed. These findings underscore the complexities of generational wealth and economic mobility. The increasing prosperity levels witnessed by older generations, contrasted with the financial challenges millennials face, highlight a need for policies and initiatives that support younger generations in overcoming these hurdles and achieving financial stability. Challenged youngest generations. The youngest generations, particularly millennials and Generation Z, have experienced significant shifts in education, employment, and financial well-being compared to their predecessors. These changes have had a complex impact on their contentment and overall life prospects. In terms of employment, despite their higher education, millennials entered a job market heavily impacted by the Great Recession, the global economic downturn from 2007 to 2009, creating a particularly challenging economic environment. This has influenced their earnings, with individual earnings for young workers mainly remaining flat over the past 50 years, Pew Research Center. The rise in young adults living at home, especially prominent among those with lower education, and the delay in forming their households are additional factors reflecting millennials' financial pressures. These trends suggest a slower transition to traditional markers of adulthood, such as marriage and home ownership, compared to previous generations, Pew Research Center. Despite these challenges, millennials and Generation Z are willing to adapt and engage with the world around them. Their educational achievements and progressive views hint at a potential for long-term positive impact on society, even as they navigate the complexities of their economic circumstances. Summary. The hypothesis posits that the youngest generations, benefiting from their families' prosperity, pursued higher education longer, not solely by choice but as a response to the Great Recession's bleak job outlook. Despite their educational investments, they entered a saturated job market, where high competition for skilled positions has suppressed wage growth, contradicting the expectation that higher education guarantees better pay. Simultaneously, this cohort grapples with substantial student debt, adding financial strain to their challenges. Reflecting on this, while the youngest generations are indeed more educated and seek fulfilling, impactful work, they face a paradox of high expectations clashing with economic realities. The dominance of older generations in wealth and power structures, combined with stagnant wages and the competitive job landscape, may lead to disillusionment. Despite potential for positive societal contributions through their education and values, these younger individuals confront a landscape where the anticipated returns on their educational investments remain elusive, underscoring a nuanced intergenerational dilemma in the modern workforce. Maslow's hierarchy and the modern worker. Maslow's hierarchy of needs is a psychological theory that arranges human needs into a pyramid with five levels: physiological, safety, love, belonging, esteem, and self-actualization. Recently, there's been a noticeable shift in the workforce from prioritizing basic needs, physiological and safety, to focusing on self-actualization needs, including personal growth and fulfillment. This shift suggests that individuals are increasingly seeking jobs that provide financial stability and offer a sense of purpose and impact. This desire for meaningful work reflects a deeper understanding of what motivates people and has significant implications for employers, who must adapt to these evolving expectations to attract and retain talent. Cognitive dissonance. Emerging from an environment of higher education and prosperity, the youngest generations anticipated fulfilling roles aligning with their self-actualization needs per Maslow's hierarchy. However, encountering a workplace marked by intense competition, generational power imbalances, and traditional hierarchies led to cognitive dissonance between their expectations and reality. This discord may underlie the significant disengagement trends highlighted in Gallup's findings that 2/3 of workers are disengaged. The clash with corporate culture. According to Gallup, the youngest generations prioritize well-being, ethical leadership, diversity, and inclusion significantly more than their predecessors. They entered the job market with expectations for workplaces that value their well-being and offer transparent, ethical leadership. This shift in priorities reflects a desire for financially rewarding, meaningful work aligned with their values. Moreover, the Pew Research Center's findings on the educational and economic landscape for millennials highlight the complexity of their work environment. Despite being the most educated generation, millennials have not seen proportional financial rewards, partially due to the challenging job market post-Great Recession and the burden of student loans. This economic backdrop and their high expectations for meaningful work may intensify their disillusionment with traditional organizational structures that do not meet these needs. These insights suggest a mismatch between the expectations of younger workers and the reality of current workplace environments. As organizations navigate these generational shifts, addressing these disparities could be vital to engaging and retaining younger talent. Towards a new paradigm. Given the cognitive dissonance of the younger workforce, a new paradigm in organizational development and leadership seems imminent. This shift must address several key areas to align with the evolving landscape of work, employee expectations, and organizational success. Leadership and development. Leadership must evolve from traditional command and control models to more inclusive, participative, and empathetic styles. This means developing strategic and visionary leaders capable of understanding and valuing the diversity of their teams. They should be skilled in emotional intelligence, enabling them to connect with employees personally, recognize their needs, and motivate them toward shared goals. Leadership development programs must focus on these soft skills as much as business acumen. Cultivating empowerment. Empowering employees means moving beyond mere delegation to fostering an environment where individuals feel genuinely valued, heard, and able to contribute their best. This includes creating pathways for upward communication, encouraging innovation and risk-taking, and recognizing and rewarding contributions. Organizations must shift towards structures that support autonomy and flexibility, allowing employees to have a say in their work processes and outcomes. Managing expectations. Transparent communication is critical to bridge the gap between employee expectations and organizational realities. Organizations must set clear expectations, provide regular feedback, and remain open to employee input on their experiences and career aspirations. This also means being upfront about the limitations and opportunities within the organization and working together to find mutually beneficial solutions. Rethinking organizational structure. The traditional hierarchical organizational structure may no longer serve the needs of a dynamic and rapidly changing marketplace. Instead, more fluid, networked, and team-based structures can provide the flexibility and responsiveness needed. These structures support cross-functional collaboration, rapid decision-making, and a closer alignment with customer needs. They also offer a better platform for younger generations to contribute their skills and ideas. Equitable distribution of profit. Organizations must recognize and fairly compensate employees' educational achievements and contributions. This entails revisiting compensation models to accurately reflect the skills and value that well-educated younger employees contribute. Moreover, it creates wealth-building opportunities within the organization, such as stock options, profit-sharing plans, or performance-based bonuses. This strategy not only honors the contributions of younger generations but also meets their expectations for transparency and fairness in compensation. Investing in the financial well-being of these employees promotes loyalty, reduces turnover, and boosts job satisfaction. Recommendations. Equitable profit distribution emerges as a cornerstone within the new paradigm, emphasizing the necessity to value and appropriately compensate the educational achievements and contributions of the youngest generations. Organizations must acknowledge the significance of younger generations' contributions by reevaluating compensation structures. This reevaluation needs to mirror the value and expertise of these well-educated employees. It should facilitate wealth-building opportunities such as stock options, profit-sharing plans, or performance-linked bonuses. This strategy aligns with their expectations for fairness and transparency in reward systems. It also cultivates loyalty, diminishes turnover, and boosts job satisfaction, marking a strategic move toward nurturing a more motivated, engaged, and productive workforce. Incorporating this with a broader organizational shift towards adaptive, empathetic, and inclusive leadership, fostering a culture of empowerment and engagement, outlines the blueprint for modern organizational success, as consistently promoted by Roundmap. This transformation is pivotal for attracting and retaining top talent, driving innovation, and achieving sustainable success in today's business environment's complex, competitive landscape. A holistic approach to organizational development, integrating the principles of the Roundmap framework with today's workforce realities, is essential for navigating this shift. This comprehensive strategy ensures that businesses are well-equipped to meet future challenges head-on, leveraging the full potential of their workforce to secure a competitive edge. Risks for ignoring these recommendations. If older generations in their positions of power and wealth continue to ignore the expectations and rightful claims of the youngest generations, several risks could emerge, impacting both organizational health and societal cohesion. Increased workforce disengagement. Persistent disregard for younger employees' needs and values can lead to heightened levels of disengagement. Disengaged employees are less productive, less loyal, and more likely to leave, leading to higher turnover rates and associated costs. Talent drain. Organizations that fail to meet the expectations of young talent may find themselves at a competitive disadvantage as these individuals seek employment elsewhere. This brain drain can deplete a company of innovative ideas and the energy needed to drive future success. Innovation stagnation. Younger generations bring fresh perspectives and are often more attuned to technological advancements and emerging market trends. Ignoring their contributions can stifle innovation within organizations, making it difficult to adapt to changing market dynamics. Reputational damage. Companies perceived as out of touch with modern values, such as diversity, inclusion, and social responsibility, risk damaging their brand. This can alienate potential employees and customers who prioritize ethical considerations in their purchasing decisions. Generational conflict. A continued disregard for the aspirations and concerns of younger generations can exacerbate generational tensions within the workforce. This conflict can disrupt teamwork and collaboration, further eroding organizational performance. Economic implications. On a broader scale, if young generations feel disenfranchised and unable to achieve financial stability or career satisfaction, this could have wider economic repercussions, including reduced consumer spending, lower housing market participation, and increased reliance on social welfare programs. In summary, the failure to address and integrate the expectations of younger generations poses significant risks not only to individual organizations but to the economy and society at large. It is in the interest of all stakeholders to foster an environment that values and leverages the diverse strengths of all generational cohorts. Continue reading for insights on how millennials compare with prior generations regarding education and other factors. You can read more on the Pew Research Center's website, How Millennials Compare with Prior Generations. For information on the post-millennial generation's education and diversity, which suggests they are on track to be the most diverse and best-educated generation, visit Postmillennial Generation on Track to Be Most Diverse, Best Educated. To discuss global prosperity increase and its implications, visit our World in Data, Economic Growth. For insights into trends in U.S. income and wealth inequality, including the distribution of growth and its effects on different income groups, check out the Pew Research Center's report, Trends in U.S. Income and Wealth Inequality. Visual Capitalist, Charting the Growing Generational Wealth Gap, U.S. Gao Report, Millennial Generation. Information on the economic status of millennial households compared to previous generations, Street. Louis Fed. Has wealth inequality in America changed over time? Gallup. America, we have a problem. People aren't feeling engaged with their work. Author. Edwin Corver. View all posts.